Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. The basic points of the premillennial theory are that it was prophesied that the Lord will establish his kingdom, that Jesus came to earth to establish it, but upon being rejected by the Jews, it was decided to postpone it until he comes again. At that time, the righteous shall be lifted into a 7-year rapture, which will run concurrently with a tribulation on earth among the wicked. Then, the theory continues, Jesus will come again, and this time will establish his kingdom with headquarters in Jerusalem. All the Jews will be miraculously converted and taken to Palestine, and the Judaistic system revived, and Jesus shall reign on earth for 1,000 years. Then there will be a literal carnal warfare called the Battle of Armageddon, which will result in victory for the forces of the Lord, defeat of the wicked, and the righteous then taken to heaven. Now, friend, there are several variations of this premillennial theory, and it's not surprising to find those who hold to the theory with great differences. The above points, however, and even the order of them, do not fit every millennial system. But these are generally the fundamentals of it. Now, why should we be concerned about this doctrine? Since whatever is going to happen will happen, what difference does it make whether we know in advance or not? Anything that contradicts the Bible creates great problems by throwing the entire Word of God into disrepute. The preoccupation with speculative and fanciful theories has caused many people to close their eyes to their duty to God. And this theory dishonors the Lord and His church. It divides people who profess to be Christians. It makes God's prophets false prophets. And we even bring reproach on the very Christ to whom we look for salvation. In a previous lesson, we discussed the figurative words of Revelation 20 regarding the 1,000-year reign. The system of premillennialism rests on a misunderstanding and a misappropriation of that passage. The theory separates the church from the kingdom as if they were two separate institutions, making the church a kind of afterthought. It removes Christ from his throne now, saying that he will become king, but is not now king. There are other contradictions of the Bible that we must consider. For instance, premillennialism makes the same mistake some made during the days of Jesus, namely, that his kingdom would be an earthly kingdom, rivaling Rome, having a capital in Jerusalem. You see, some wanted a kingdom like that of ancient Israel with David and Solomon. But Jesus said his kingdom was not of this world, John 18:36. It would not be like other kingdoms on this earth. Some even wanted to take Jesus by force and make him an earthly king, John 6, verse 15. They misunderstood the nature, the scope, the purpose, the activity, and even the organization of his spiritual kingdom. Jesus separated himself from such people. It is no less an error to think of his kingdom in such terms now. The theory makes God default on his prophecies and promises. In Daniel, the second chapter, in the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, was a prophecy showing the Lord's kingdom would be established in the days of the fourth or the Roman Empire. Now, friend, it either was established then, or God did not keep his word. In Daniel, the seventh chapter, it teaches the Son of Man would receive his kingdom when he returned to the Ancient of Days. This had reference to the ascension of Christ into heaven and back to the Father. The kingdom was either given to him then, or God did not keep his word, and Daniel was a false prophet. In Isaiah 2, 2 and 3, it says the Lord's house would be established in the last days. Joel prophesied the coming of the Holy Spirit in the last days. Peter in Acts chapter 2 said the events of Pentecost fulfilled Joel's prophecy. The kingdom either came that day or God did not keep his word. David prophesied that Christ would be raised to sit on the throne. Peter declared that prophecy was fulfilled when Christ took his place on the right hand of God. Do we reject Peter and accept the doctrine of premillennialism? John the Baptist said the kingdom was at hand. Was that a false prediction? Was he not a messenger sent by God? Did he err? Friend, you must contend that John was wrong if premillennialism is true. Not only John, but Jesus, the apostles, and the 70 he sent forth all preached the same message. Were all 84 inspired teachers mistaken? Jesus said the kingdom would come with power in the lifetime of some of those to whom he was speaking, Mark 9:1. And he identified that power as the Holy Spirit, Acts 1 and verse 8. If the kingdom did not come when the Holy Spirit came, and did not come in the lifetime of those people, there are some mighty old people somewhere waiting for the promise Jesus gave. Who believes they are living? Did Jesus pronounce a false forecast, or did the kingdom come as he said that it would? This theory throws suspicion on the reliability of God's word. Will God keep his word or not? If he did not keep his word about establishing the kingdom after so many promises and predictions and prophecies, how can we be sure he will not change his mind again? And if the rejection of Jesus by the Jews could cause postponement, who else might provoke him to postpone it? The whole theory is an attack on the integrity of the word and promises of God. And while the theory says Jesus will set up a throne in Jerusalem and reign 1,000 years, Peter says there's not going to be any earth on which to set up anything when Christ returns. 2 Peter 3:7-13. This place of habitation, the heaven and the earth, as we now have it, will be burned up. The elements will melt with fervent heat. There will be a new place of habitation, but it will be new, not the old renovated. There is no word in the Bible that says that Jesus will even set foot on earth again. Rather, it teaches that he will not. In 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 17, we're going to meet him in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Premillennialism claims two more comings of Christ and two more resurrections. One coming and the resurrection is at the time of the so-called rapture, the other at the time of setting up of the kingdom. The wicked will be raised just before the battle of Armageddon, according to the theory. The first resurrection is supposed to be that of the righteous who are taken into a so-called rapture, and another resurrection before the wicked are destroyed. But John 5:28-29 teaches that the good and the wicked shall be raised the same hour. John 6:39, 40, 44, and 54 teach that the righteous shall be raised the last day. This allows no future day for a rapture, for 1,000 years, for Armageddon, for the resurrection of the wicked later on. John 12:48 teaches the wicked will be judged the last day, the same day that all shall be raised. Matthew 25 teaches in the parable of the 10 virgins, there is one more coming of Christ. There simply is no way to fit the coming and the resurrection of premillennialism into the scripture. And the idea of a literal, actual, carnal warfare? Why, that violates the Bible regarding the nature of the warfare to be conducted by the kingdom of God. We're at war, to be sure, and we're taught to fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, just like Paul did. We're to be soldiers of Christ. Christ is our captain, Hebrews 2 and verse 10. And we are to war a good warfare, 1 Timothy 1 and verse 18. But friend, this is not an actual bloody battle of flesh in physical conflict. John 18:36 shows such warfare is not a legitimate way for the kingdom of God either to protect itself or spread its borders. Peter was told to put the sword into its place. It does have a place, and it can be used by civil power in administering its God-given duties, Romans chapter 13. But 2 Corinthians 10:3-5 makes it plain that the premillennial idea of a literal physical warfare is incompatible with the advance of his kingdom. We have already noted that the theory makes the church and the kingdom separate, while the scripture shows they are the same. We had an entire lesson on this theme. The theory of premillennialism makes the church an afterthought, rather than a planned ingredient in God's plan, as taught in Ephesians chapter 3, and it is a false doctrine. And finally, my dear listener, the theory nullifies the plan of salvation for the Jews by having them miraculously converted and transported into Palestine for the revival of Judaism. My beloved, the Judaistic system has been taken out of the way, its purpose having been accomplished. This alleged inheritance of the land of Palestine by the Jews is based upon a misunderstanding of the land promise God gave to Abraham. That promise was fulfilled a long, long time ago, Joshua 21:43-45. The Bible teaches that Jews and Gentiles will be saved the same way, and that by the gospel of Jesus Christ. There will not be a special, miraculous conversion of anybody. The great commission that Jesus gave before ascending into heaven was that the gospel was to be preached to every creature, Mark 16:15. Everyone is accountable to God under Christ. Any doctrine that attempts to bypass the necessity of a person obeying the gospel, including faith, repentance, confession of Christ, and baptism for the remission of sins, is a false doctrine, and it is one that denies what God has affirmed. Furthermore, we're told that this sequence of events that the premillennialists say will occur is imminent. That is, it's liable to happen at any moment. And that there are signs that tell us all about it when it's going to occur. We have a lesson in the future that's composed of these so-called alleged signs of the times. But are these things imminent? Is even the coming of Christ imminent? Imminent means that these things are to surely come to pass at any moment. The things the premillennialists say are not going to come to pass at all because they contradict so much Scripture. But the certainty of the Lord's return is definitely affirmed in Scripture, but we know not when the Lord may come. It is not a question of the possibility could He come at any moment, but there is nothing to tell us that He will come soon or whether He will come late. He will come when Almighty God determines for Him to come. We do not know every detail about what shall occur when the Lord returns, and when there will be the resurrection and the judgment. All is not revealed, but there is much that we can know because it is revealed. And when any doctrine runs contrary to that which can be known, that doctrine must be repudiated, even though it may contain strains of truth here and there running through it. Most of the false philosophies do contain some elements of truth, but the error they contain demands they be rejected. So it is with this doctrine of premillennialism. This has been A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.